the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011, with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. In today's show, we are going to focus on the benefits of certain plant medicines like mushrooms, one of the most well-studied and researched ingredients and agents out there. And we're also going to be talking about healing ourselves and also healing each other in our relationships. We have some really cool guest joining us here today who I've already had the pleasure of interviewing on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast, but now they are hanging out with us here on the Rachel Varga podcast. And in true biohacking fashion, I do encourage you to save and download and listen and consume this episode with your phone, your device on airplane mode. Turn off that Bluetooth. Don't use those Bluetooth headsets because they're not great for you. They mess with your blood. We want our skin to be beautiful. We want our skin to be optimized, radiant, and healthy. And what we talk about on the show here isn't medical advice, educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. But what we're going to be talking about here is educational information to help you live your most brightest and high vibe life possible. Also, some of the things we talk about here in the show are going to be linked up in the description of this episode, because Chase and Mimi make some wonderful supplements and products. So using promo code Varga and that link below will help you save some money, because they have an amazing cinnamon roll type drink coming out. And I'm always looking for things that are tasty and that also make us feel and look our best also. So let me tell you about our guests today. We have Chase and Mimi joining us, and they were childhood sweethearts and married in their early 20s. After 3 years, they actually separated and divorced, never thinking they would see each other again. They both hit physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual rock bottom in about 2018. Call it source, universe, divine intervention. After 3 years of intense self-development and personal epiphanies, their new lives crossed paths organically. And 6 months later, Mimi was officially moving in with Chase to start part two of their relationship. Now Chase and Mimi host the Medicine Podcast without the E and are passionate about helping others proactively create deep, healthy, vital partnerships supported by healthy and conscious lifestyles. I love seeing good people do good things in the world and that also have a show to keep their consumers and audience members and customers, again, on the straight and narrow and updated. That's one of the cool things about working with a podcast and showing up here. Speaking of showing up here, welcome Chase and Mimi. How are you both today? It's great to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, we're excited.
Doing fantastic.
We're doing awesome.
Amazing, amazing. So tell us a little bit about yourselves. I know I just read your bio, but like, really, who are you guys? What are you doing? Why are you so passionate about, you know, this thing called mushrooms? That's like one of the biggest organisms on the planet that has this crazy connection between so many different other life forms. Tell us about yourselves. What got you back together? Of course, everyone's wanting to know that story. And what is it like to live and work together and run a business as a couple? Tell us about yourselves.
Totally. You know, a major theme for our lives has just been breaking through the mainstream script of life, the mainstream script of happiness, and at first asking the question, is there more, and realizing that there is. We call them medicines without the E on the end. It's a non-traditional form of medicine. And most relevant in our lives to that has been mushrooms and adaptogens. And so it's sort of the mascot. It's sort of the theme of our entire life and yeah. such the reason we lean into it so much. But it's representative of so much that is important to us, you know, being adaptogenic in nature as a human being, in a relationship, being able to ride kind of the waves of life that for us included a divorce and complete breakdowns of our own egos and a reconstruction of what it means to be a holistic human, much less in a relationship that's progressive and ever evolving. So that's really, you know, like our thing is like, yo, we're on this journey. We've kind of been through a complete roller coaster ride. We've found that the traditional routes to finding health and happiness have left us lonely, empty, and flat out sick. And so we are uncovering, rediscovering what it means to build a holistically healthy life individually, together, and for some higher purpose.
Yeah. And just to address the part of your question, you know, what is it like to live and work together as a couple? It's honestly, I know that it's not something that every couple can do. Maybe they don't get the opportunity to, or maybe they try and it doesn't work out. I think it does take a very specific skill set for a couple to actually live together and work out of their home together. Literally 24/7, you are together. Of course, we lead individual hobbies and lives, and we have our, you know, separate friends and everything. But most days, I mean, we are around each other 24/7. And honestly, it's a dream. I tell him all the time. I journal about it. I reflect on it. It feels like such an honor to get to work with your best friend. And it really feels like we're creating magic, not only in our lives, but then also in our work, in our offerings to the world, and the work that we get to do. And I'm sure you understand this. Like, having a podcast feels like such a blessing, because we get to have deep, meaningful, expansive conversations with people all over the world with all different viewpoints and opinions and beliefs. And we literally come away from every conversation, you know, just buzzing with more vitality. And it's such a blessing that we get to call this work. Having deep, meaningful conversations is, you know, it's our love language. And to get to do that as work and then offer it to the world is honestly it's been one of my biggest blessings in this life, aside from just this human next to me being probably the biggest blessing to me. But the work that we get to do together is such an incredible gift to both of us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'll kind of echo that too. I personally love working from home. My hubby's in the next room. We collaborate on all sorts of things. We help each other in our businesses, whatever way we can. Say one of us are, you know, needing help with something or a little bit low energy, we kind of can pick each other back up and help each other out and support when we need that extra support. And being able to be at home and see your partner a little bit more, as opposed to my life before, which was, you know, the 9-to-5 grind, things like that, and then come back and it's the evening, is, you know, barely have any time for yourself, let alone for your partner. So it's just crazy how we're seeing these new ways of living and being, both personally, professionally, and as a couple, kind of emerging. We're sort of rewriting the script, if you will. So I think it's so cool to have you both on the show to talk about this very thing. And of course, what you do for business is you work with certain ingredients to help us look and feel our best. Why don't we dive right into what are some of the most well-researched nutraceuticals out there and plant medicines in the world that you two know about in your research with making products?
Yeah, well, I'll start off by sharing a product that I would be surprised if many of your listeners had even heard of. And that's no slight to your listeners. It's just a it's a unicorn. It's called AHCC. It stands for Active Hexose Correlated Compound. And this is probably the supplement slash ingredient that I am most passionate about in my life. I've been educating on it since about 2018. And I just, as soon as I heard about the power and the research behind this, it was just an absolute snowball. And I couldn't stop. I felt like deep within my soul that people needed to hear about this. People needed to know about it. There are people kind of suffering unnecessarily. And I was confident from early on that this was a product that could help a lot of people. So AHCC comes from shiitake mushrooms. It's basically, you know, if you think about the anatomy of a mushroom, what we see popping up through the grass is the fruiting body. And that's great. They have a lot of benefits. But below the ground is the mycelia. And the mycelial network is sort of like a combination of the neural network and the immune system of the fungal organism. So these Japanese researchers in the 1980s discovered the power of the shiitake mushroom mycelium, and they were actually able to cultivate this really rich and long process of cultivation, this mycelial cultivation. And they patented this process, and then they started research right away. So that's why it's one of the most clinically researched functional foods in the world. It's the most clinically researched specialty immune supplement in the world. Yet most people, you know, Deborah on the street has never heard of AHCC, much less active hexose correlated compound. It's not sexy. It's not easy to market, but it's so powerful in the body. And so what it really does for the body is it's increasing your body's ability to regulate, and it's actually improving the overall intelligence of your immune system by increasing certain specific immune cells and then decreasing things like systemic inflammation, and also, you know, helping to regulate stress hormones like cortisol. So when you get this trifecta of increased immune function, and then also decreased stress hormones and inflammation, that this is like the trifecta of getting the body into a place where it feels ready, it feels equipped to heal itself. So I like to say that AHCC is not a HPV supplement. It's not a cancer supplement. It's not a Lyme supplement. It's not a liver disease supplement, even though it's effective for, it's been shown, proven in clinical research to be effective for all of those things. It's really a human body supplement. It's getting your body to a place where it feels more equipped to do what it's meant to do, which is to heal.
Yeah, I can't like do anything but promote this girl's heroic efforts. Like, she was a full-blown dental hygienist and found out about this AHCC thing, dropped everything, dropped her entire career, studied, validated, literally went all the way to Japan to ensure that every step of this supply chain was legit. To the degree that she was completely educated on this process. If anybody's familiar with the mushroom supplement space, there is this sort of like next layer debate between the benefits of the fruiting body mushroom and the benefits of the mycelium. And traditionally, if you are going to the internet and looking up mushroom supplements, we would actually tell people to look at 100% mushrooms, which would come from the fruiting body, because it's nothing against the mycelium. It's that most myceliated products are kind of quickly done, where the mushroom is grown on a growing compound like oats or grain or barley, and then quickly harvested from that growing medium. So you end up getting a bunch of the growing medium inside of the mycelium product. Different from what AHCC, it has this very long drawn out process that delicately works to extract as pure a mycelium product as possible. I mean, if you think about these roots, right, they're like very delicate. They're like veins. And so the quality and purity efficacy of AHCC speaks for itself, but it also has this very robust process. This girl dropped everything in life to ensure all of these things were legit, in addition to just studying the clinicals themselves. And so, like, I have nothing but mad respect, and I'm happy to be on this train now for what she did to get this thing really to market.
What was that like when one of you was maybe a little bit more passionate about this thing that you just had this inclination that could really help people, And what about you, Chase? Maybe at that time you're like, okay, I think this is a little too much going all the way over there to look at this quality control stuff. It's pretty important. Last time I checked, the whole quality control thing. What was that like for you guys? Because it sounds like maybe there was a little bit of separation at that point. Was that maybe a contributing factor? Because one of the key things in relationships to remember is that both partners never evolve at the same rate. So was that maybe sort of what was going on with you two?
Yeah, actually, wildly enough, it was the thing that brought us back together in a lot of ways. So we were divorced. We had divorced in our mid-20s. And I moved to Southern California. Megan stayed up in Washington. And we actually, unbeknownst to each other, completely on different paths, left our careers, our traditional careers. I was a financial consultant. And left to work in the health and wellness space. I was a part of a startup that was selling nutraceuticals and was finding in my own healing journey the powerful impact that medicinal mushrooms were having on recovering from adrenal exhaustion. And so when we sort of organically reconnected 3 years after being divorced and having not talked at all, it was medicinal mushrooms and adaptogens, both of us having heard that we were in very similar lanes. And we started just talking about this. I'm picking up on this mushroom product I'd never heard of. And I was sort of like, wait, I'm in the nutraceutical space. Why have I not heard of this thing? And was actually very, very drawn to one, HCC, but two, just wildly impressed by the level of diligence and level of passion that she had for this. So it ended up being kind of this like uniting factor, this catalyst for us to start reconnecting. Started with mushrooms, then it was what happened to our relationship. It was a friendship. It eventually evolved into a full-blown reconciliation.
Well, isn't that just interesting? Mushrooms are the specific type of organism that connects everything, and then right. It actually reconnected you both.
Yeah. So when we say that we're obsessed with mushrooms, it's not just because of how they make us feel. It's literally like woven into our love story and our reconciliation. So they are definitely very special to us.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The thing about mushrooms and mycelium and the spores, they're pretty much only attracted to hydrocarbons, and they can literally degrade anything that's a hydrocarbon or anything that's natural, but not anything that's unnatural. But then it decomposes everything, and nutrients are used for this. It's spread to this plant over here that needs it. So that's kind of cool, this kind of overlap of the qualities and natures of how certain things like mushrooms can be supportive from an adaptogenic perspective to help ourselves feel better. But also it does have this connective type of effect and impact from various different types of products that are on the market. To get back to what you said, Mimi, why do you think one of the most well-researched and touted most beneficial agents in the world are kept hidden from us? What's the deal there?
Yeah, I mean, this could be a whole episode in and of itself. I have many theories, and some are not so much theories. But first off, I will say the most simple is that people want to remember snappy, sexy names when they're on the Google, you know, Dr. Google, right? And with a name like active hexose correlated compound, like I mentioned, it's not easy to remember. It's not quick. It's not sexy. It's not easily marketable. And so when the Japanese researchers developed this product, it's used in over 1,000 cancer clinics worldwide. So it's well known in a certain niche space of the health industry. So I will say that it's well known, but not necessarily to the layman on the street, and for the reasons that I just laid out. But also, you know, there's not a lot of money to be made when people are getting healthy rapidly on their own, right? Like, this is not news to you. But so we don't see a lot of funding and headlines. Like, you know, luckily, I'm grateful to say that there are, you know, there's over 30 human clinical trials related to AHCC. And one that just came out that is really important for women specifically, it was funded by the NIH. And it was a clinical trial showing AHCC effective for clearing HPV, human papillomavirus, which is the virus that's connected to, as you know, cervical cancer, which can be a really scary thing as a woman. And previously, there's been no real answers for this. And so with this big of a study with that had these significant results where they're showing it was double-blind, placebo-controlled, gold standard trial. And what they found was in the test group, in the treatment group, 64% of women were cleared of their high-risk persistent HPV in 6 months or less. And that's not to say that they didn't eventually get cleared, but that study was only 6 months long. So they could have cleared at month seven or month eight, but in that six-month window that they were looking at, 64% of women were cleared. And these are women who have had it for over 2 years. For some reason, their body isn't able to clear it on its own like it should be. And so HCC has been shown to really help support the body's immune response to something like HPV, which is, you know, it's something that our body should be able to deal with, but we get stressed out. Our body gets overtaxed and our stress buckets get full. And one thing, you know, like an extra virus coming into contact with a virus that maybe is latent in your body. You have a bad week at work and you're just put over the top, and then that starts to become a problem in the body. So this is, you know, with 79 million Americans with the diagnosis of HPV and not really having any answers. Usually what they hear from doctors, and this is, you know, I'm not bashing doctors, but because they don't have any tools to give to the person, what they usually say is, oh, this is really common. Just come back in a year and we'll retest you. Okay, that may not be a big issue for the doctor who sees 10 women a day who have HPV, but for the woman who's laying in bed at night and wondering if she should date, is there anything she could do? Should she change her lifestyle? Should she get this V word that the doctor recommended? It's a big deal to her and or him, you know, it can, you know, be expressed in men as well. And so to have something that you can order from the internet and get, you know, shipped to your door to start this healing process is huge. So my hope, getting, you know, full circle back to your question, why don't more people know about this? I think that this is shifting with the collective being more in tune to, hey, our immune system, you know, we're learning over the last 2.5 years that your immune system matters year round, not just in, you know, cold and flu season. It matters year round, and your lifestyle heavily influences that immune response. So I think things are shifting, and to have a study like this with amazing results that it did, I hope more gynecologists and physicians out there are becoming aware of tools like AHCC.
And I have a couple, like, I've worked in the nutraceutical space for 5+ years. And what it takes to get a product to market traditionally is strong margins, cheap cost of goods, quick supply chain, and a sexy name, a unique selling point, a unique selling position. And honestly, as I look at this product specifically, it does not check the box in a lot of ways. It's a long manufacturing process because it is very delicate to work with. High efficacy is a priority, which means it's expensive to produce. It's got a mouthful of a name. And so as I look at this, it's like, well, it makes sense in a lot of ways that it's not sitting on every shelf. And so this is a passion project. This is a love-based effort to get this thing into people's lives because it is transformative.
Well, beautiful. You mentioned something. So yeah, HPV, my sister had cervical cancer. I'd have a complete cervical resection, right? Mm-hmm. And then my mom had breast cancer. So why do you think I'm over here living the life that I choose to live? It's because, yes, I have cancer in my immediate family. They're fine now. They're both in remission. Praise the Lord. But those are really challenging times in our families. And I think it really is up to us to care for ourselves first. And for women, we're kind of, the caregivers, if you will. I've just spoken on a caregiving conference. We tend to burn out. My mom's a nurse too, right? Perfect example of that. Night nurse for like 30 years, gave herself to her her patients and did the shift work and, you know, had put on quite a bit of weight and then got breast cancer. And then her whole life got turned upside down and she was then able to change her lifestyle up, which is great. So seeing that in my own family and learning from that is why I am the way that I am, to put my health and wellness first and foremost, love myself first and foremost, so that I can better show up for my partner, for my friends, my family, my loved ones, my clients, and all of that. So for you tuning in, oh, this self-care stuff sounds a little bit selfish, if you will, putting your needs above others. Well, if you're in a situation where you aren't getting access to the best food, the cleanest air, you know, junk lighting, electromagnetics, there's definitely a lot of things to mitigate and manage that I talk about here on the show. And Mimi, I just want to echo what you said about the immune system. Now, what makes up powerful immune boosting types of products are things called antioxidants. And what they do is they gobble up free radicals. We're going to talk about some other things in just a sec here. But when I take a boatload of omega supplements, a boatload of antioxidants, my skin is the best ever with the fewest amount of interventions. And why is that? My body is better able to prune those, what we call senescent cells, things like in the skin that are like red acne scars or sunspots or brown spots, age spots that just aren't going away. Your body isn't getting rid of them fast enough. So then they start to accumulate. So when your body, mind, spirit, and energy are humming along at a certain rate and frequency, you're giving your body the adaptogens, the antioxidants, and all these other cofactors it needs. It's going to be better able to get rid of those senescent cells, get rid of those toxins that build up in your systems, because yes, they will manifest in your skin, which is the largest organ of your body, in ways like acne, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, just overall dryness and accelerated aging. So let's link this back to adaptogens for a second for the skin, because that's obviously what we focus on the show. I'm always looking for that angle. How does taking this help with skin and slowing aging? So I'd love for you both to tell us a little bit about things like tremella and chaga. I've taken chaga for quite a long time. I love taking adaptogens. They help me not only cognitively, but energetically and just mood and everything. I just feel so much better when I do take adaptogens. But how do they support things like gut health, immunity, hydration, and of course, beauty, skin, and radiance and slowing aging?
Yeah, great. Yeah, these are two of my favorite mushrooms, so much so that we actually put them into a mushroom elixir formulation that's going to be launching soon, which we're so excited about, called Mushy Love Latte. You mentioned it earlier on. That's the cinnamon swirl latte. We put some cinnamon in there for a nice little twist there. But yeah, so the stars of the show, we wanted to use tremella for sure, because she doesn't get the spotlight that she deserves. When we're talking about skin, if you look at this thing in nature, it looks like a mix between a snowball and a jellyfish. And it looks like she's just oozing with moisture. It's really, really beautiful. Tremella is nicknamed the beauty mushroom. And this is because she holds 500 times her weight in water. And so this is what really helps keep the skin really tight and supple and soft, because as you know, like, moisture is so important for our skin. Hydration is, I mean, we are water. So when we're dehydrated, that gets reflected in our skin. So having something like tremella, where it's holding 500 times its weight in water in your body, that's incredible. And so it also helps with the production of superoxide dismutase, which I'm sure I do not have to tell you about, but it's this enzyme that's really supportive for the skin and helps support our body in, you know, against solar radiation and toxic fumes and the toxins that we come into contact with, the free radicals that you mentioned, this is a major antioxidant in the body. And then chaga is the king of mushrooms. So we got the beauty and the king here, the beauty mushroom and the king of mushrooms. And chaga is just amazing. It's actually not a mushroom. It's actually a fungus that grows on the side of the tree. But for, you know, just for ease, we call it a mushroom. And it's been used for thousands of years. Both of these mushrooms have for their different properties in the body. And so chaga is known for being one of the best sources of antioxidants in the world, in nature. And so it's really supportive, like you said, of gut health. Like I notice for me personally, when my gut health is off, it's reflected immediately in my skin. And after having 2-3 years of chronic cystic acne, when I was going through my own health challenges, whenever I see anything pop up on my skin, I know that my body is trying to tell me something. So using something like chaga and tremella on a daily basis really help support my body from head to toe, especially my gut. I know that my body is trying to tell me something and it's asking for more support. Different than, you know, in previous years when something would pop up, I would get really frustrated and I would almost like hate my skin for it not being the way that I wanted it to be or wanted it to look, when really I needed to dig deeper into the body. What was my body trying to communicate to me? So I digress there a little bit, but yeah, it's these two mushrooms are amazing for skin support.
And one thing I want to highlight too is the importance of dosage. And there are, mushrooms are a buzzword right now, and there are a ton of mushroom products. We already went into a little bit of, you know, what it's like to navigate the waters in the mushroom supplement space specifically. You know, you got fruiting body mushrooms, you got myceliated grain or growing compound mushrooms. Ours are from the fruiting body, so they are 100% mushrooms. And then there is 500 milligrams of tremella, 500 milligrams of chaga that are going into this product. So that's a gram of mushrooms. You are rarely, if ever, per going serving. To find that unless you're taking a straight up 100% pure mushroom supplement. This is a latte, and it's actually caffeine free. So we pulled out any caffeine. We have not included any natural flavors, which if you know anything about natural flavors, that ingredient is very deceiving.
It's a proprietary blend, which could be absolutely anything.
Gut-disrupting, endocrine-disrupting, and even monk fruit stevia, which we consume, can have negative side effects. We even pulled all of that out. We have maple sugar, organic maple sugar, as a slight sweetener, and then we have some coconut milk powder, some oat milk powder, and this thing is like frothy, delicious cinnamon with a 1 gram dose of mushrooms. So much of what our foundation is relationships, and that if we look to create relationships in every lane of our life, we're going to start seeing the results that are more long-term in nature, that are more sustainable. We live in a transactional world. We want things immediately. We want to click on it and get a result. We want to swipe or move on to the next thing. We need immediacy. If we can start building relationships into every lane, not just with your significant other, but with your health, with your supplementation protocol. I love capsules. I got a million of them. I take them a day. But if there is a space where I can build a ritual, where I can build a relationship with the adaptogens, the superfoods, and these things that I desire for my body, I'm going to do that. And that is what we're trying to put out, is like a relationship-based product, something that's delicious, something that you can build a ritual, and something that has longevity to it. So a little bit of the intention into what we put into this.
Yeah, I think that's great. And for me, when I take supplements, you kind of get that like supplement fatigue when you're just having the same shake or the same thing over and over and over again. So I actually work with like 4 different types of collagens, whether it's marine, whether it's beef, different flavors, things like that. It is really important that things like stevia, monk fruit be especially non-GMO. There are some issues with that too. So quality does matter with that. So you don't have to worry about that with me. But I love consuming health type of products that are in a tasty drink, because for me, it's almost like a tasty treat. One of my favorite things in the evening, because I haven't had alcohol in a number of months now, is like some nice kombucha or like some tart cherry syrup. I'm on a cleanse right now, so I'll throw some of that with Pellegrino and ice and tastes better than a cocktail. And you're getting all these amazing antioxidants with it. But I loved what you said about tremella holding about 500 times its weight in water. And we see this in skincare with things like hyaluronic acid. It's called a humectant in skincare, and it grabs water. It has a beautiful hydrating component to it, which I think it's pretty cool that that mushroom has that component. I didn't know that. I love learning new things on having the show. I learn things all the time. One of the things that drives me absolutely bonkers is I live on a pretty small island, and there is this huge mushroom foraging community. And we're actually going to be starting to grow our own shiitake mushrooms in our yard. We're going to be doing the whole, you know, oak logs and growing it in the yard, which is pretty cool. It's quite a thing to do, actually. But why the heck aren't we taught how to forage and discern, you know, this mushroom from that mushroom in our schools? It's just beyond me. And there's with all these health benefits to this specific type of food, and it's a food. Why do we learn this stuff? It feels like we're learning all the wrong things in the school. Remember, you come home from school, your parents would say, "What'd you learn today?" And you're like, "Oh, I don't know."
Yeah. Or like you're like trigonometry, like sine, cosine, tangent, whatever. Like, where am I ever going to use that in life? But learning about mushrooms and adaptogens and how to take care of your body, that seems like something that's really important. Yeah, we didn't have any sort of education. I feel like being an adult is unlearning so much of what you learned as a child, or just completely, you know, there was no touching, there was no exposure to some of these things. We didn't grow up knowing anything about mushrooms other than like some of them are poisonous, so don't touch any of them.
Yeah, we're taught to outsource everything to the authorities. And if you want to know about a specific topic, you become an authority in it. And then maybe someone outsources to you. But that's about it, especially in health. If you're not a doctor, if you're not a medical practitioner, if you're not going into, you know, studying nutrition specifically, you can just outsource to those people. Instead of being like, hey, there's actually health benefits at your feet, like literally at your feet in the forest.
It's free.
There's ways to maintain your own health without an authority in your life by literally just moving your body and being conscious of what you're putting inside of it. It's like,
and those food, like it's straight up food.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're taught to just outsource and trust the authority. And I think at this point, I hope that people are kind of waking up to that, not necessarily serving them.
Yeah.
Well, we call this our parallel systems. So we're seeing that our current systems are really no longer serving us. Heck, I'm of the mindset I'll probably end up homeschooling my kids. Some of my best friends have pulled their kids out of school and they're homeschooling them. And I go out for, you know, visits with them and their kids. And like one of their Paige, she has a beautiful young daughter. She's six. And when I think of a six-year-old, I don't really think of someone that well developed and mature with her communication and her speech and able to interact with people much older than her in like a very mature way. It's quite neat to see, actually. And on a previous episode here, we're talking about light, and my heart just really goes out to all these kids that are on devices. They're getting all this junk lighting that's messing with their blood sugar levels, their hormones, their development. It's just crazy. And to think that we have all of this free nutrition and antioxidants and all these things to help us feel and live better are free for the most part. You just have to actually learn how to get it. But when you're being taught to learn all the important things in life to educate you, it's not teaching you that. It's like, well, what the heck is that education useful for?
Yeah, right. I know we talk about it and think about it all the time. Like I feel like I'm in a whole new school of myself where I'm following nudges and like, ooh, that's interesting. And you're able to sort of like follow your bliss and the things that light you up. Like it seems like that should be ingrained in school from day one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm really curious. Both of you have gone through pretty traumatic, let's just face it, life event of getting divorced. And I'm just really curious what that was like for you both. Because I know you're very open about talking about your experience. That's why I'm asked. I don't want to ask everybody this stuff. but it's part of your story and you speak about it quite quite frequently, but I'm really curious, what happened with, say, your hair and your skin when you went through a stressful event? What was your skin trying to tell you? And then maybe when you got back together, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to this for sure. So when we separated, I was definitely approaching a rock bottom. I was just so unbalanced mentally, emotionally, physically, definitely spiritually. My soul was just dusty AF. And that reflected in my body as well. Even though I was a health coach on the side of being a dental hygienist and I could help people lose weight, I couldn't figure out why my face was blowing up in acne, why I couldn't digest any food, and why my hair was falling out in clumps in the shower. Now I know there was so much going on with my body that was trying to communicate to me like, hey, homegirl, I can't take 8 high intensity interval training sessions and cardio sessions at 4:30 a.m. Like my body was screaming at me that I was doing too much and not eating enough. I was kind of in this orthorexic state. And so, yeah, my skin was blowing up after, you know, being one of those annoying girls in high school that never had a zit ever. And so I was really confused at what was happening to me. And this snowball started where I was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'll try anything. I'll do anything. And it was a long road of trial and error. And, you know, spanning the time that we were separated, I would say at least 2.5 years of that, I was doing a lot, trying a lot, figuring out my body. You know, I felt like I was on my own, really. And it was little by little getting better as I addressed my internal state. And then when we got back together, I was in such a, I wouldn't have been able to get back together with you had I not been in an emotionally and mentally more balanced state, obviously, than when we separated. And like you said earlier on in the show, when your body, your mind, and your spirit are in more alignment, you see that in the representation, in the manifestation of the person's health, you know, glowing skin, long, shiny hair. I was searching for that. And when we got back together, it only catapulted my spiritual, emotional, but also my physical health even more. And, you know, I'm happy to say that my hair is, you know, it's shiny, it's healthy, and my skin, I still have flare-ups here and there when my gut health gets off, like I mentioned, but health is a journey and I'm here for the ride. And now I look to my body to communicate to me. And if I have a little blemish or something, I'm like, okay, what did I do different? What, you know, did I add something in? Did I sleep horribly? Am I dehydrated? Do I need more mushrooms? And it's this ongoing relationship with my body rather than this, you know, flogging myself for not looking or feeling a specific way. So my health has drastically improved since we got back together, for sure.
Yeah. And we had really similar journeys when we were separated. I immediately, when we split up, I went hard and getting buff and jacked, eating a bunch of food, working out all the time. But I also stacked on top of that working as a financial consultant more hours than, you know, is humanly possible. I was stressed and really shoving down the pain and the bitterness of our divorce. And so I was leaving that unaddressed. Also going out, had a pretty active social life, parties, drinking, you know, Southern California for the first time at 26 years old was, you know, very novel. And shortly thereafter, you know, it was about a year into this, I just hit a complete brick wall. Adrenal exhaustion, lost 30 pounds over the course of about 6 weeks, hair similarly falling out, skin like was fine. I haven't ever really had a ton of acne, but the brittleness of even like my body hair was like falling off, falling out. And it took leaving my profession. It took leaning into niche health and wellness, holistic health and wellness, understanding adaptogens, cordyceps, reishi, chaga, ashwagandha being just absolute allies for my recovery. And then ultimately, like, healing my soul in our relationship has been nothing but a benefit to my overall health.
So what's next for the two of you? I know you have a new elixir coming out, which I can't wait to get my hands on it and try this out. It sounds fabulous. So does it taste like a cinnamon roll? Come on. That's awesome. But what are you two both excited about coming up in your lives? I know we've gone through some crazy times. You know, how do you stay balanced? How do you stay grounded? All that stuff. What are you looking forward to? What allows you to wake up in the morning and be happy with your day?
We are deeply curious. Mm-hmm. And it's that curiosity and it's that nudge to adventure that gets me out of bed. We're in such a journey of learning. Like, we've got enough coaches out there, and there are legitimate professionals like yourself that should be listened to and serve as mentors. I don't know if I'm ready to call myself that, but I'm in this and I'm ready to share my journey every step of the way. And it lights me up when I hear from our listeners, from people who use our products, that their life is similarly transforming by the things that we are able to share. And so I'm really not interested in like coaching or specifically guiding someone step by step. I'd rather just be like radically authentic and open in what I am going through, and hope my intention is such that if somebody is transformed by that, I will be very, very fulfilled.
Yeah. I mean, echoing everything that he said, we are so aligned 100%. But for me, I've been kind of learning and leaning into more of the midwife archetype, not literally, you know, helping women birth babies. But I was just reflecting on this yesterday, like where I've been kind of in the archetype of the lover, reconstructing our relationship and ushering in new practices for love, communication, community, ceremony, and making sure that our foundation, our soil together is solid. It's rich. It is biodynamic, and anything that we choose to do in the future is really grown out of this rich soil. You know, whether that's a family or travel or products or whatever it is that we choose to lean into, we have this rich soil. So now it's allowing me the freedom to really to explore this other archetype of the midwife, which I feel so aligned with right now after going through our divorce and really having that be a catalyst for my own evolution and really kind of trimming away some of these toxic, negative conditions that I had grown up with. Now I feel like, you know, kind of echoing Chase, not being a coach or a teacher necessarily, but like a midwife who is like holding your hand as, you know, as women go through this transformational process, whether they're listening to our podcast or using our mushroom supplements to help, you know, support their body and healing HPV, or maybe it's untangling religious dogma that they're doing, like whatever their current catalyst is, I want to be that trusted friend or voice that's like, hey, homegirl, I am in this with you. I know it's really sucky right now. It's painful, but this is going to transform you. So I really want to be that example of authentic emergence of higher levels of consciousness for women.
Well, people can certainly tell when you are doing that and when you're just, you know, showing up for the dollars and all of that. We call those serial entrepreneurs, that a lot of people are making skincare companies and supplement companies, and they're not really caring about their soul isn't in it. Their passion isn't in it. So the wonderful guests that I have here on the show, like Chase and Mimi and, you know, the other 250 interviews, believe it or not, that I've hosted, are really amazing people that we get to connect with and share our lives with and learn from. And I learned so much from my clients actually through my one-on-one sessions. And what I find is a lot of my mature clients are going through big transitions in our lives. It's kind of like a closing theme here, is we're always in evolution. If you're stagnant, you know, nothing is ever, you know, staying still. Nothing is ever created or destroyed. It's merely transformed. And a lot of times we go through things like death, loss of loved ones, you know, children leaving the home. And these are all times to take a moment to look after your body, mind, spirit, energy, maybe evolve some of your practices, maybe try some new things, right? To stimulate your mind, your body, your energy, your spirit, and all sorts of things. That's kind of the beauty and the joy of life, is that it can be beautiful if you choose to do that. And by doing things with more of that beautiful lens, you will inevitably become more radiant and more beautiful in the process, because you're kind of focusing on that energy. And that's truly what I think is radiance. Everyone's looking for this magic sauce of how do we be our hottest version? Well, you know, newsflash, you got to love yourself first. You got to make sure that you are lovable yourself. And that is just that's what makes people magnetic, and they want to be around you. And you know, learn something from you too. Do you have any closing words for our session here today on the Rachel Varga podcast?
I would say something just popped into my mind is if you haven't, I would say really start listening to and learning what your intuition, your own internal intuition sounds and feels like. You know, with a new global crisis every other day, it seems like we all are being pulled in so many different directions. And if you don't have that anchor point of understanding what your own intuition sounds and feels like, then you are going to be more easily manipulated and pulled in different directions and being a part of someone else's plan instead of having your own plan for the creation of your life. So I just felt called to share that. If you don't have a practice yet of getting still and just listening to those internal nudges that are there for you, if you have your ears open, highly recommend that. There is no better time than now, what we're seeing in the world.
Yeah, we're completely aligned. So I was going to say the same thing. The nudges are everywhere. Listen to them. Nature, the universe flirts with you constantly. Pay attention to them, lean into them, pay attention to how it resonates in your body and in your psyche, and stay curious.
Yeah.
And live a little dangerously sometimes. It's kind of exciting. One of the cool things I like about you guys and your products is that you have a mushroom-based product, which is inherently grounding. Now, I'd love for you to share with everyone some of your top products to get access to Chase and Mimi's products. The link is in the description here. Use promo code Varga for special savings. I know the elixir is coming out, but you also mentioned some other things. What are some of your most popular products?
Yeah, so it's the Immune Intel AHCC is the name of our private label of AHCC. And then if you go to our website, themedicine.com, medicine is spelled without an E on the end, so themedicine.com. And if you go to our medicine cabinet, you'll see all of our partners that we have chosen very specifically to align ourselves with, where, you know, you can get discounts and get direct links. We even share like every single product we use from that company and how we use it to enrich our lives. So if you're looking for products, you can find it all on themedicine.com.
Yep.
That's awesome. And be sure to use promo code Varga to save a little bit on your next order as well. And I can't wait to get some of that elixir in my hands too. That just sounds like a delicious and decadent way to either start or end the day. Thank you everyone for joining us here on the Rachel Varga podcast. If you have any questions from today's show, all my contact details are below in the description. Email info@rachelvarga.ca is always the best way to connect with me and book your one-on-one session with me, take my skin camps, download a copy of my ebook, Unlocking Your Vitality, see what my most radiant, vibrant, high vibe clients are doing. And of course, hang out with the high vibe, radiant community here on the Rachel Varga podcast. Have an amazing rest of your day, everybody. Stay high and stay radiant.